نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Beloved brothers, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who by His infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah Pak keep us with Iman, take us away from this world in the state of perfect Iman, and on the day of Qiyamah resurrect us with perfect Iman. All praise and thanks also due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave us the opportunity to be born in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, this whole life is made out of uncertainties. There's no guarantee for anything that we got. Rich become poor, healthy become sickly, life turns to death, happiness turns to sadness, sadness turns to happiness. These are all the change of fortunes that take place, my beloved brothers. Allah Pak hasn't kept success in health, nor in sickness, in wealth, nor in poverty. And my beloved brothers, being a president or the position in which a man is no sign of success. But that person who obeys Allah, follows Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only that, has akhirat in front of him, that person is successful. If we don't have akhirat in front of us, even if we have these amal, my beloved brothers, and our hearts are facing dunya, then brothers, there might be some temporary success, but in akhirat it will be a problem. Sahaba Ikram radhiyallahu anhum was such that when dunya came to them, they started crying. And they said, it seems that Allah is compensating us in this world and probably nothing is left for us in the hereafter. And us, my beloved brothers, we are such that when dunya come to us, we actually feel Allah is happy with us. And when our dunya is at stake, we feel, hey, today Allah is displeased with us. When it's actually the opposite, my beloved. Khabbab radiallahu anhu, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu saw his back, they say the blood and sweat that used to come out from his back used to quench the thirst of the fire. So when Umar radiallahu anhu saw his back, Umar radiallahu anhu said, I'm not sure whether Bilal's qurbani was bigger or Khabbab's qurbani bigger. And yet when dunya came, Khabbab radiallahu anhu started crying and said, it seems Allah is compensating us in this world and probably nothing is left for us in the hereafter. My beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, each and every one of us, we are going to die. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the remedy to life. If you wake up in the morning, do not expect the evening. And you awake at the evening, don't expect the morning. Say intelligent, my beloved brothers. Nabi alayhi salam never said doctor, lawyer, alim, hafiz. Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam said, the one who remembers his death, prepares for his death, that is an intelligent person. The rest is waste. Say Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam said, the destruction of my ummah is on two things. Stinginess and high hopes on distant future. And Allah Akbar, you see, whoever wants the love of Allah, show a disinclination to this dunya. And who wants the love of people, do not desire what people got. If you decline the world, Allah will love you. And you do not desire what people got, Allah will make people love you. It's not what all this, my brother. But this is a reminder every soul has to get every day of his life. That where it looks like it's happening from, it's not. Happiness does not come from things. Today, my beloved brother, Mawlana Sayyid Ahmed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Allah Akbar, aaj kafir aur musalman ki yakin dunya ke bare mein ek ho gaya. Mehnat karo to maal milega. Maal se cheezo, cheezo se zindagi banega. The kafir and the Muslim alike, the faith in the heart has come that if you make an effort, you'll get wealth. And from wealth, you'll buy things and things will make us successful. And that is the effort. Beloved friends, you tell a person what you're doing, you say, if a person, you're not working. It's like a shock. But say, a man is not making salah. The worst harm is that today, my beloved brothers, Allah forgive us all. The yakin of the be-namazi and the namazi is the same, that actually my life will be made by dunya. We once in Nizamuddin, And Mullah Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was there. It was the Babri incident. Thousands of Muslim shops were burnt. Satellite. So then Mullah said, hi, today if I tell you so many Muslims lost their shops, definitely it's like our own hearts on fire. Has to be so. Muslims are all one body. But he said, if I tell you today so many thousand Muslims did not perform Fajr Salah, actually which one hurt us more? And that one, Rasulullah said, is worse than losing your family, worse than losing your possession. The value of the rain we might know, but Allah, the value of Subhanallah covers the distance from the earth to the sky and reward. Sahaba had something else which was called yakin. Today, amal, Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, asal amal ka bigar nahi hai, asal yakin ka bigar hai. Actually, we are spoilt in our yakin. See, Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu is right by his death. In that particular house, he had many children. But in that particular house in which he passed away, he only had daughters, young of marriageable age. Usman radiallahu anhu, Allahu Akbar, Nabi alayhi salam's beloved son-in-law comes. He say, Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu, can I do something for you? It with the help of two sahaba, he sets up. He said, what are you going to do for me? I'm about to leave the world. I don't need anything. He said, that's not what I meant. I want to leave a wazifa for your daughters. I want to leave something for your daughters. Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu tells him to the effect, are you doubting about this matter? He says, about what? He said, I've heard Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, whoever reads Surah Waqia at night, poverty can never afflict him. I've taught my daughter Surah Waqia. How can poverty ever afflict her? Today we're doing the amal, but the yakin of the amal is gone. Ayatul Kursi we read, but how much yakin we got in it? Our example, my beloved brothers, is like that. They say there were four people on security guard. The first one thought, what can I do? He was a carpenter. He chopped out a beautiful woman. The second one, he said, I'm a dressmaker. He gave her a beautiful dress. The third one, he said, I'm a jeweler. He put on beautiful jewelry. The fourth one said, what can I do? He said, okay, I'll make salat and ask Allah to give her life. So we got the instruments, but the life is not there. The yakin of the kafir and the Muslim is the same. Which one is worse? Imagine a hafizul Quran. Sayyidina Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a hafizul Quran looks enviously to anybody else for whatever he possesses, he has showed Allah the greatest ingratitude. Say, Allah, Allah forgive us, man. The whole matter is yakin. Hazrat Nizamuddin rahmatullahi alayhi, they say, never speak against the friends of Allah. Allah declares war on you. They say the governor of Delhi at that time was the Mughal Empire, was Muslim. So he said something in his mischievous way. So all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did is blocked his urinal pipes. He couldn't urinate. So he went to many doctors of that time, hakims of that time, carried on. Then eventually his mother told him, my son, you'll never be taken off this discomfort until you go to Hazrat and ask for forgiveness. He said he went. And that was the time when the walis of Allah were on the pulpits. And the dunyadars were sitting in a tahiyat position in front of them. And he lifted his finger. He said, please forgive me. He said, fear the foresight of a mu'min. He looks with the noor of Allah. Hazrat said, nothing for nothing. What would you give? When a man is in such discomfort, he said, Meri puri sultanat ko tu hi le le. Hazrat started laughing. Then he said, hat. As he said, hat, the urine came out. Hazrat said, Teri puri sultanat to pisab ke barabar. Khuda ki kasam, this world is nothing. Dunya. Dil lagane ki koshish na kar. We have been sent for another place. There is not this and that. The goodness of that will bring the goodness of this. But Khuda ki qasam, who works for this and makes this, Allahu Akbar, beloved brothers. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever makes this world his objective, the first thing Allah will put in the heart is a never-ending fear of poverty. An impending. Like, you know, in the old days, the woman used to make masala. That sound went, oh, tuck, tuck, tuck. Like that on the heart full time. The fear of poverty. 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 How come a rich man get depressed? When Firaun only heard that Musa alayhi salam is coming, they say normally he used to go to toilet once in 40 days. When he heard Musa alayhi salam is coming, that day he went to toilet 40 times. So whenever you ask somebody, why are you moving overseas? Why are you moving to America? Why are you moving here? Say, safety. There isn't one masjid from the toilet to the masjid to the storeroom that hasn't got a camera. When Allah puts fear, you say, Allahu Akbar, Musa alayhi salam was in peace, Firaun was in fear. Huh? When Ali radiallahu anhu and Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam was surrounded by the enemy, that day they wanted to take the neck of Rasul alayhi salam. Somebody many years later asked Ali radiallahu anhu, which was the night when you had the best sleep in your life? He said, it was that night when I was in that house. He said, how come? He said, because Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam said to me, Ali, there's a few amanats I want you to return and you'll meet me in Medina. He said, Allah took the fear out of my heart. I knew I'm going to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where that yakin, this crook is doing, that witness is doing. La ilaha illallah, nobody can kill. Nobody can love. Nobody can protect. Nobody can harm. Illallah, one Allah. Ali radiallahu anhu is sitting with Sahaba Ikram Ibn Najmeen. Ibn Muljim passes him like this. Ibn Muljim, who Nabi alayhi wa sallam informed him, that is the person who will kill you. They say, my beloved brothers, Ibn Muljim made so much zikr that after he made Ali radiallahu anhu shaheed, he said to the people, do whatever you want to my body, but leave my tongue. From the time I'm baligh till today, this tongue has never been out of the zikr of Allah. Yet, he'll be in the worst jahannam. See, Allahu Akbar, when Ibn Muljim was passing, Ali radiallahu anhu said to the people, there's the man who'll kill me. They said, if you are so convinced that he'll kill you, why don't you kill him instead? Look at Ali radiallahu anhu, man. He said, Allahu Akbar. He said, because Allah commanded him to kill me, not me to kill him. That yakin we can't buy, beloved. Our environments can't support it. In the home that we are, there's demands. Every person who's got a better house, that affects our eye. Every person drives a better car, it affects our eye. Our child looks in front of us, we think what's going to happen to his future. And we treat that as our responsibility. We forget our responsibility of akhirat in the environment in which we are. Our life has become kamana, khana, pahana, bibi, bacha, banana. Huh? Pious or not pious, the direction is there, my brother. Mawlana Sayyid Ahmed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, so many letters come to me from so many people. And there's only one thing. Hazrat, my shop burned. Hazrat, this happened. Hazrat, this. You say, very seldom I'll get a letter saying, I'm not concentrating in my namaz. That requires an environment. It requires an effort. Our life, wealth, health and time, Allah has purchased is an exchange for Jannat. Last week, Mohd Bhai Munshi gave the talk once, many years before when we were at university. He said something. He said, the difference between us and the Akabirin of Islam and Sahaba Ikram Ibn Najmeen was, today our heads are in sajda, but our hearts are straight up. Their hearts were in sajda. It was only that their head followed in sajda. That's why Nabi alayhi salam's effort, 11 to 13 years was first iman. Then came every other commandment. In that time, the munafiq never missed salat wal jamaat. Today, Allah help us. What is happening? So, likewise, my beloved brothers, look, I'll just end with this one story because we saw it. That's why it's affected us. A friend of mine, 92, he qualified, he got his degree in a place called Cumberland. At that time, there was a man who owned 40 to 50 houses. Allah took him in jamaat there now. It's 2017. By this time, he had over hundreds of houses. While they were there, he passed away. In his janaza namaz, his son refused to join the janaza namaz. He said, I don't believe what my father believes. So for who was this effort? For our enemy? Allah give him hidayat. Allah is kind. We were once in Orlando. Allah give us that. We were there. And one of the richest person who at that time sold his house to one of the big, what you call this, NFL, this basketball players, for that time for about $30 million. But his son was a Satanist. But Allah is kind also. It was the fourth year. It was the last moment of Ramadan. He walked into the masjid and made tawbah to Allah. So Allah's kindness is so great. But the point I'm saying, my brother, if the way we're carrying on, either we worried only about ourselves, forgot the ummah, to the extent we forgot our own families, forgot the akhirat. Imagine the most pious person in the entire village. In that Nabi's, who was not the Nabi, whose ummah was not the ummah of Dawud. That pious man, when the malaika asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who should we destroy first? Allah commanded, start with him. Say Allah, Allama Iqbal, say, beautiful. Dard-e dil ke liye paida kiya insaan ko. Warna taat ke liye kam na tha karobiya. This heart is meant to pain, to grief. If it's for the worship of Allah, the malaika, Allahu Akbar, some in ruku, some in qiyam, some in sajda, from the inception of time till the end of time. But this ummah has been meant for what? A little community comes to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Alayhi Wasallam tell him, I'm very upset with you. Say, why? Your neighboring tribe is ignorant. Say, what have you did for them? Say, three times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this. And then the third time they realize what an urgent thing this is. So my beloved brothers, the way to keep our iman protected is to remind others Allah will keep ours protected. The way to, Allahu Akbar, Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali used to say, one of the ways of correcting our salat is to worry that everybody else must come onto salat. When a man starts reminding others, the first Allah Pak will give him the gift of that. So for this, my beloved, each one of us, we are about to leave the world. Make a big balance somewhere else, my beloved. Make somewhere else. Say many earn, very few of them eat. Many left for their children. Many times even their children didn't get it. But that which a man sends to the bank of Allah, that is something that, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, can never go to waste. Addalu lil khair kafailihi. If Allah uses you and one man comes onto some good, wallah, not to the extent he does it, but to the perfection of that amal, Allah will reward you because you became the means of that man. Ibrahim alayhi salam took that knife and put it on his son's neck. They say there are few times on this earth when the 100% nazareh karam of Allah came down. When Ibrahim alayhi salam put that knife, say Allah was so happy. Had he asked for the kingdom of the seven heavens and seven earths, Allah would have granted him. But our father Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, let come from this progeny an ummah that will sacrifice. Ulama say, if we don't give it, optionally. Allah save his like as we're seeing in the world, Allah will take it forcefully, my friend. We are sleeping in an extra room in our house, and there are so many homeless. You don't think we'll be taken for task on that? We've gone into the life of extravagance, luxury, comfort. And if you're in Turkey, you'll see all those women from Syria whose faces are covered sitting in the courtyard of the masjid, whose children will never see their father again, and wives will never see their husbands again. When that pain will enter our hearts, so much is someone else. That's why one thing, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they heard, they broke the houses of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Dharm. They say, Sahaba say, we cried and cried and cried and cried till we could not cry. They asked them, why did you cry? He said, we didn't cry because the houses were broken. We cried because the Ummah will till the day of Qiyamah never again be able to see how their beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever loved. Each house the size of one qabr. Tell him, my brother, this Ummah is for something else. This Ummah is an Ummah that has to take the whole of mankind towards his everlasting goal. Who's to grieve in pain, whose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my example and that of yours is you walking and running towards hellfire, and I'm holding you by your hips, your waist, the strongest part, and pulling you towards Jannah. Really, Allah Ta'ala accept us all, my beloved brothers. Allah accept our children. Allah accept our progenies. That's the thing that is going to help us, my beloved brothers. Whoever we saw in the world made the qurbani. Allah Hafiz Patel sir was, Colonel Amiruddin used to say, inshallah, if I'm hopeful from Allah, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will grant me Jannah. From the three things that I'm hopeful, one is this. Hafiz Patel was teaching in a small maktab, Hifz classes. At that time, I don't even know if it was Hifz classes, in a maktab in Nuneaton. That's close to Leicester. Colonel Amiruddin told him, Hafiz Saab, you go in the path of Allah, Allah will make you the Amir of Europe and America. How many thousands of madrasas came after that? Now it's time for us to think big. Mithade aapki hasti ku agar kuch martaba chahe dana khaa mein jaakar kule gulzar ban jaye. If we want something to happen, my beloved brothers, otherwise it's going to go for something else. It's going to go for something else. Sahaba kharaj karte karte maldar ban gaye. Hum kamate kamate kangal ban gaye. Kangal nahi, makruz ban gaye. Makruz nahi, Allah maaf kare, sood mein dube huye. Aur wo bhi nahi, to virasat ke upar jhagra larai fasad mein aa gaya. Allah grant us all the tawfiq and the understanding, really. Like how Abu Bakr said, Ya Allah, make my last amal the best. Make my love for you the greatest. That is the life we have to be, my beloved. And that will happen if we become selfless. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين تكلنا الى ضعف وغرى وذنب وخطيئة وكاين الله forgive us يا الله الله remove all the غير الله from our heart يا الله before we leave this world يا الله correct our kalima correct our iman before we leave this world. Allah, we don't have strength, we don't have ability. We totally depend on your mercy. We can't even depend on our amal, ya Allah. Take pity on us when we're leaving this world. Ya Allah, let there be no kafir born in our families, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give the kuffar also hidayah. Ya Allah, those who are sick, grant them shifa. Those who are in anxiety and parishani of any sort, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to make that effort, ya Allah. Whereby this Mubarak Deen can come in our lives, the lives of our children, families and mankind. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri musta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati 'amma yasifun.